I'm an Iraq war veteran and resister.
Staff Sergeant Camilo Mejia served in the Army for 9 years until he refused to fight in Iraq, citing moral concerns about the war and occupation.
We ended up running a prisoner of war camp in a place called Al-Assad, where we inflicted great fear in the hearts of detainees, and we used military torture techniques to keep prisoners on sleep deprivation in order to, quote-unquote, soften them up for interrogation.
Mejia applied for a discharge but was eventually convicted of desertion by a military court and sentenced to 12 months in prison. He told his story and wrote from Ar-Ramadi, the private rebellion of Staff Sergeant Mejia, and he's telling it again in Washington.
We were going out of our way to instigate firefights for the sake of medals and promotions and things like that. So that's when it became really hard for me to conciliate my moral conscience with my military duty.
Mejia is part of the Truth Commission on Conscience and War, made up of Army veterans and anti-war groups, hoping to pass legislation in Congress which would allow a U.S. soldier to be a selective conscientious objector who is allowed the freedom to choose not to serve when he or she is morally opposed to a specific war.
The Truth Commission on Conscience and War says its efforts to get legislation passed to expand soldiers' rights on Capitol Hill has been a dismal failure so far.
You can already see the beginnings of the effects of Afghanistan and Iraq when you start looking at the homeless population and the population in the mental institutions, the population in jails, and the increase in domestic violence.
The commission released a report on rarely addressed moral injuries, which experts here say is a factor in the unprecedented rate of soldier suicides. Veteran suicides have taken more American lives than the Afghanistan and Iraq wars combined. When people in the military are forced to fight a war that violates their most deeply held moral beliefs, the aftermath can be severe.
I still remember my friends who got killed. I still remember their faces. And I remember the Iraqis that were killed.
Experts here say soldiers face ethical dilemmas in modern warfare, which create memories that can haunt them for life.
And shooting at another person, I don't care how good or bad they are, that's something that weighs in your mind.
The Truth Commission on Conscience in War is hoping to inspire national dialogue about conscience and morality in open-ended wars. Rhonda Pence, Press TV, Washington.